think he got the husband control wrong, but I don't want to prejudice anybody. Let me describe you first something I referred to last time.
I could have that.
This is an article by a certain interesting young man, Rabinowitz Tumim, whom I don't know, I've never met. He writes often, or he wrote often in places like this, comes from Noyan. He wrote in Jerusalem,
Who is
Noyan.
this from? Noah?
This is from the Chelik Zion, pages on the top in the Zion. And it's got to do with something totally different. He's talking about Hasdoras Pesheya, returning people who have escaped Eretz Yisrael, with the treaty, without the treaty. That was at one time, it was all Eric because it was somebody from France who had been returned, and everybody was writing about it. And here, it's Masuda, he writes very well, and he usually is, he says, Noraim. And here in the middle of all of this, I want to read it to you, and I'll do something I don't usually do. So please ask somebody to tell me the case. Nothing more than that. Look, Tez Zayin, Chazeni Shom Risi, Shemistapek Imute Lofi Chet Soime Larig Anoshi Rabin, Ula Hatrisa Lamokim Shar Rak Echod, Umitzadit Shom. Pulas Hatsola, Nefesh Israel, etc. And Azunish was Masupik, whether you can it's, forget about the arrow. We really use a hand grenade. Well, you take the hand grenade and think, there's a lot of people here, a few people there. Can I take it? And I throw it someplace else. Just please enlighten me. Am I mistaken or am I not mistaken? What's he describing here? Is he describing Tnu Bono Echad Mikem, Im Lav Narges Fulchem, or is he describing something else? Your reading is as good as mine. Tell me what he means. I assumed that he meant that we're talking about Im Lav Narges Fulchem. They're all here. The chetz is going to land in the middle. I can push it to one side, and they won't all get killed. Somebody's not going to get killed. That's because I can't do it well enough. I think I compared to last time to an emergency room doctor who has a half a dozen victims coming in. He can't treat all of them at once. Who shall he treat? Forget about triage, what the categories are. It seems to me, and I'm not going to talk about Eimavir and Alamitsis, that's also, but that's a separate issue. Those are different issues. They're all equidistant from it. I meet six patients, five of them take 2 minutes to apply tourniquets, and the other one, Nebach, he's bleeding out. He's not going to finish with him in 2 minutes, so I take half an hour. So, what should he do? Should he ignore the five and go play one, or does he go be master of the five and leave the one? To me, again, I'm keteris paribus. All things being equal, don't talk to me about the mitzvahs, but I have here six different mitzvahs of pikuach nefesh. I can either be mekayim five mitzvahs of pikuach nefesh or one mitzvah of pikuach nefesh. You don't have to be any great socher to figure out that you're better off saving five people than saving six people. So,
Sorry. Better five then.
I'm sorry, than one, I'm sorry, than the six. Better five than the one. Sounds to me an olive base. And here I have a Chazonish who's telling me something different. So again, my first quoted Chazonish has been quoted if I read it correctly. I saw the thing of Chazonish at the same time. I went to look it up. But I assumed that this was the proper how you read your business to me. And I assumed that this is what the Chazonish was saying. I'm probably disclosing too much because I'm going to give you the Chazonish in a minute. Then he says whatever he says, and he now has a pliyatsum chazonish. I also have pliyatsum chazonish. My first reaction was Talmud Torah wrote it chazonish. Everybody knows that that can't be true. till he goes and he tells me what this is, et cetera, that I just read. Not terribly important for us. But then, Hadvarim, to one line down, Hadvarim temuim moed umufloim min hadas, was my reaction exactly. Shari ofi hamavur, balgulet slain ushim asilis rabim nashir liyochim. L'yitir limso sheben birkri elim neshuhu v'hem nerohim. Oim nechuch hamisa. V'eich ze nishtadil lahatzel sarabim barigas hayochim. Did anybody ever dream of such a thing? He's telling me that's what the Chazon Ish is telling me to do. L'yitochin d'orzeh el chishiyech greir l'foneinu ben harabim v'hayochim. It's one or the other. It's not a case where I'm taking the rabbim and ignoring the yochid. Avlin far hoya hachetz mechuva l'tzad acher. Halot tisosa l'tzad sheni. Hergis hayochid. Vechi hei mutur dovrza. How can I kill the yochid to save the rabbim? It sounds to me as if I'm sacrificing the yochid for the rabbim. Only doing it b'kum asay, b'peil mamish. I went and I killed the yochid to save the rabbim. And it's not even you do. She'avod us, etc. V'gam ha'shekosav, she'atzolos rabbim ein nokshuro v'harigas ha'yochid. He says, it's the Chazonish. He actually wrote those words. Well, he didn't quote it in the beginning, he's quoting it here. He says that you're allowed, maybe it's misupik. He doesn't say yes, doesn't say no. But so the Chazonish, that the asofik are, that that solos rabbim is not kosher v'harigas ha'yochid. What do you mean? That solos rabbim is not kosher v'harigas ha'yochid. I'm killing the yochid, but I'm killing the rabbim. He's out here someplace. How can I do something like that? Hello, ein shom ha'shorus la'atis l'mokim acher elo mokim shi'yorigas ha'yochid. Ubevada ekshura ha'solos rabbim v'harigas ha'yochid. I'd be matzil the rabbim on the chedik of the yochid. I'm talking to her because, as I said last time, I agree with him. I'm glad he said it, but Chazon Ish seems to be saying differently. So I know we spoke a little bit about the Chazon Ish. We didn't speak about the Chazon Ish. Then I want to give you something else.
I'm sorry, but I don't understand the Sushkal. He said about the doctor in emergency room, one patient requires more attention. That's yeah. Not kumba say.
Of course not. That's oh. What, that's about it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, of course. That's what it is. I probably should have started with something you better. I'll go back for it a little bit. That wasn't what I'm talking about. It's not Megeda. I read in a certain book published in English by a Holocaust scholar who thinks there was a machlekes. Again, I shouldn't tip my hand. He thinks there was machlekes in the Dayonim in Vilna and Dayonim in Kota. In Vilna, like in many places, the Nazis wanted the cooperation of the Judenrat. They should prepare them a list of people who can't do anything, and they'll ship them off to Auschwitz. The other people will be able to work. Let them stay here. But you give us a list of the Kalyukis, and we'll send them off to Auschwitz. And Vilna said, it's also gone. Of course, obviously, the threat was Nargis Kulchem will kill the Ubrat, get with everybody else. And they said, awesome. In Kovna, I don't know who gave them this AIDS, and I certainly wouldn't have been the one to be the one that they came to ask the Shaila. In Rukovna, some fellow came up with a bright idea. That we don't have to ask the Unirat to give us a list of names. We don't want to kill everybody, we only want the Kalyukis. The people who can work will let them work. So they distributed cards that were designed to identify this person as a worker. Apparently, there was nothing great on the card, it was a color. Let's say there were 1,000 people, or at least they needed 1,000 workers. So they gave the Judenrat 1,000 cars to distribute and only to people know how to work. The ones who don't know how to work, don't give the card. If you do, we'll kill you. And then, of course, they're going to call in the yellow cards and distribute blue cards. Only there will be 800 blue cards. So we get rid of 200 people more. And the next time, we'll give you green cards. And there'll be only 600. Bahuli, bahuli. That was the plan. And that's how I don't know how successful it was. But the best thing of Kovna is it was Mutter. And this fellow says, it's a theory. It must have been a machlekes. I think there was no machlokes here whatsoever. That's why I prefer that of Benes. In Vilna, they're being asked, do a mice in the Sira. Give me a list of names, I'm going to kill them. In Kovna, we're killing everybody. You want to save people? Here are some cards, distribute them. Whoever we say to distribute them. The ones who show up with the cards will be matzal then. This is called Naita Patsola. That's my emergency room situation. I can be matzal to many people. I can be matzal to everybody. Am I supposed to do Sheval Das and do nothing? Of course not. I think that it's aleph based that what they did in Kovna is absolutely mutter. I mean, it's a terrible thing. I wouldn't have to be one who has to say yes to this, or certainly not to distribute the card. Who is the worker? Who isn't the worker? Is it in the fascists? But the difference between Hatzol and Mesira is a clear difference. I took the case that we were given as the difference between Hatzola and Mesira. Here, they're all going to be dead, not because I'm delivering them, but because the chetz is flying, the grenade is there in the air. If I do nothing, the grenade is going to take a lot of people, and I have no choice of deflecting the grenade, so it'll take only one of those people, but he's going to get killed anyway. So what if I lost here? I call it some ice on soul. It's not as if I threw the grenade in one corner instead of the other side where you get more people. That I understand. That's the one that we can. You're choosing which one is going to get it. They're all chosen. They're all marked for death. And you're just choosing one to save. That seems to me to be, mitzvah gedolah. But okay, we have whatever we had there. Now let me distribute something else. That's what the Chazanish is bragging about, or the Chazanish not writing about it.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
It's only one fairly brief paragraph. The second column, the Yesh Lion, the Echad Reyesh, Chetz, Pelech, Larig, and Moshin Rabbin, the Yochol HaTzeisoy Litzad Acher, the Yarig Rak Echad, Shivitzad Acher. What's Sad Echad and Sad Acher? I'm not quite sure what Sad Echad and Sad Acher means. I read the first two lines. It seemed to be talking about people in one group. And if I do it this way, it's going to kill everybody. If I do it that way, it's going to kill only one. Or maybe something else. But Elu Shivitzad the Yitzud. Bim Loi Yase Klum. Yehorgu horabim v'echod yishoyer v'chayim. If, forget about how we interpret Chazanish, but Chazanish meant what I think he could mean, and I think he does mean it, he needs an editor. The editor should have said, Yareg is kulok, instead of echod yishoyer v'chayim. He didn't say that. He said, right. You don't think that means that?
I think he meant what he said.
You think he meant what he said? Like the Rebbe was right. Okay, fine. I'm glad somebody agrees with me. That's how I read the Chazanish also.
There's two criteria. You have to both be doing a Mais Hatzala and the greater good.
Yes. Yeah, okay, that's fine. The way you mean greater good. Mais Hatzala, but what's the song? If he means what Rebbe was meant, then what's the other side? Of course he's doing the greater good, Mais Hatzala. He's not doing anything. His bending, turning, deflecting the gates isn't increasing the power of the grenade.
He's trying to avoid the hard loop harabim, isn't he?
Of course. Everybody wants is also avoiding the...
See, my satsal is not enough.
No, my satsal is not enough. Can't do anything to save somebody. You do it, such a high mission and be afraid. We don't care about it. But I can't do anything, even if it's going to kill everybody. I mean, that's the given. Yeah, so what's he talking about? Does he mean what the other one said? And then comes, there surely don't the rest, I don't think makes a difference one way or another. Everything depends upon the interpreting these two lines. There surely don't harigas Elo hamikra gorm achshav hatzol acherim kam hatzolos acherim koshur b'meshem moysim v'arigas nefes miyisrael. Avo hatias acheis mitzadzeh v'tzad acher hi bi'ikoro pulas hatzolot The Einok Shura cloud Bariga Sayochi Chivisalacher. That was not me. Of course it's kosher. I didn't go read the whole paragraph. But he said, I know what he's talking about. Of course it's kosher. One is dependent upon the other. I can't be masa one without doing something to the other one. When I was in the yeshiva, somebody said that Birka Shmuel is the Zayar of Nigla.
Is
Zayar. Zayar. Guy named Leprechaun of Nigla. He was absolutely right. You can't figure out what the Birka Shmuel means. You know, they I'll better tell you what he means. And they're now new Shurim of Rabot Bear. But you take a Birka Shmuel, it sounds like Reflect the Lady. That's absolutely right. I don't understand. It reads. It's hard to figure out what he means. To which I added, and the Chazonish is the Zayir Chodosh of Nigla. And you read the Chazonish, I also very often don't know what he means. Usually I can figure out what he's saying. Now, what are the, he tells me it's a Sophic. What's the Sophic? Was it a Bard study of Sophic? I don't know exactly what he means. But okay, so we've got, you know, just like they heard it, explain what Baruch Ber meant, you heard it to say what the Chazonish meant. But all of this, it's double dutched. It is, of course, one is kosher.
It's only a Kiddush if he's definitely going to die as a result of the situation. Yes. He's gone.
He's, of course, he's gone. If I shoot him, he's gone. Right. And I'm touring for this guy. So if he's a, if it's somebody who's otherwise not in danger, to me, it would seem that it's a no brainer. And a Kiddush can't do this. In which case, what is he talking about? Again, I don't understand it for different reasons. The first time I said it was a no-brainer, I don't understand. Talmud Torah writes this. If it's the other way, let me try to explain what the suffix. I don't know if you agree with me or not. Does he mean differently, something different from Rabbeinu Tumim? Was he what Rabbeinu Tumim said? If he means what Rabbeinu Tumim said, are you talking about over Mufluhu? I don't understand. What is this different from actual Nasira? I'm choosing one of the rabbin. It's sure my kavon is atzolot. Yichnu is also a kavon of atzolot. Kavon of atzolot in anything. What am I doing? The pool is a pool of harita. And shows which one shall live, which one shall die. I mean, that's the, what did this, I forgot his name. What did he call it? He wrote about Machlekes Yudav and Bichri. Anyway, he called it complicity and tyranny or something of the sort. He fancied himself to be a Jewish law scholar. So he thinks he analyzed the controversy. I mean, it's nothing. But no, complicity, that's what's going on here. He got the title right. He had the title, I don't know. But what's the issue here? Now we have to go see what the issue could be, you know, technically with our, whatever we're doing here. But it's real. Well, why is it also? Because I am affected being Moser Nefesh Achas Yisrael. I'm playing God. I'm choosing who shall live and who shall die. And that's generally also. I can choose who shall live. Some people die. They're going to die anyway. That's called my side soul. I didn't choose that. Whatever I could do. But if you're choosing one at the expense of another, that's called complicity and tyranny or whatever you want to call it. That's clearly also. Why is it also? Lots of people had trouble explaining it about Plagueis. I recently came upon in Chumas Baril Biskin, the Kufra Bafrin. Everybody talks about Redith. What makes a Redith? It's not a Redith. Who is a Redith? Whatever, that's not the topic for today. It's been written about. But he says he doesn't know what the issue is. Sorokin, what could the issue be here? What's he doing? He's not doing anything. What, he says more than that. But he wasn't ready to buy that he's a Raidah of one kind or another. And he's not a Raidah, so it's a Maisat Sola. Even when he's turning one to save everybody, but everyone's trying to get killed, he called out a Maisat Sola. Go out in the street and ask anyone. We never heard about Sheva ben Urchi, never heard about Yehudu, never heard about Plagueis. Everybody will tell you, he's going to die. Why not? I mean, a humanist would certainly tell you something of the sort. But I'm not sure what he's saying. It's kind of hard to understand. But what he accuses of Chazon is just saying makes no sense to me. The reverse doesn't make very much more sense, but at least I can talk about it. If it's the reverse, then he's telling me why. Sorry?
I didn't really explain how to read all the lines according to the new reading. Or I didn't.
Oh, it is the Chazon himself.
Yes.
But you call it, you accept the old reading.
Yeah, I just didn't get the other reading. I didn't get the
second. You didn't get Rabinowitz.
I got Rabinowitz.
Yeah, then you get the new reading.
I get the Kasha. Okay. I didn't get the new reading.
The new reading, go back to the third line.
And the word said,
and then I was mitayik one word, which yes. I skipped over the first time I read it.
Because can I hear that again?
Right.
Yeah.
Ve'ilu ve'ilu shibitzatze yitzulu dim lo yase klum yehorgu horavim v'echod yishoer v'chayim. What does this mean? It's all contingent on one word. Who are these rabbim who are going to get killed? Kulam, in which case he's talking about Yochi Yitoy Kulam, or does he mean one against many? Rabbi means the many. I mean, any good copy editor would highlight it and say, what do you mean, please? Tell me, do you mean Kulam, or do you mean just because they're a rabbi? If you mean this, it's Echad Yitoy Kulam, say Kulam. You don't mean it's one against a lot. You're talking about one against everybody. There's a difference between everybody and the rabbi.
But maybe I'm missing the mitzvahs, but I mean, and maybe this is the wrong marshal. I'm thinking like bowling. If you're a good bowler, you're the ball straight in the center, all the pins fall down. And if you're not good, get the side one. So the ones on the side may fall down anyway.
Yeah.
But if you go to the center, you get all of them. So the problem is
right, like a what they call bowling, yeah. Bowling ball.
Yeah, yeah. So that's what I'm saying. So I said that, so Robin, I assume you're right. It does mean kulam, because it means the many people versus the one. But
I got 10 pins. It's the perfect example. And I'm an expert bowler. And now what's going to happen here? If I roll the ball and nobody intervenes along the alley, it's going to get all 10. And if I have, what do they call the guy who picks up the pins? I don't know what they call him. He's going to deflect the ball and he'll get one of the 10. No, is that Buteros? It's exactly what's happening.
So the Chiddush is, I've always thought of this Chazanish, is that normally we don't allow the choice of one over the many. And here we do, because it's a Maison Sala. That's enough.
That's enough. That's what Rabinowitz doesn't like.
Right. That's
okay.
That's how I read it too.
Okay, I'm glad everybody else read it that
way. Maybe it's wrong, but that's...
I don't know. I hope it's the wrong way to read it. Because I don't want to have to disagree with
people. Yeah, I understand.
Because Remy's saying that, at the end, that's a very highly formalist way of getting out of the problem, generally.
It won't get
that
you out
is the problem.
It won't, that's the problem. It won't get you out of the problem. And Yabdu is the same thing. What's the difference between Yabdu or I'm deflecting the case? Deflecting the case is not my meister. The case is not going to kill everybody. And my deflecting the case is a meister, that's all. I
it all depends. If he did not deflect the cape, would they all die, or would the one guy live?
Yeah, right.
Well, that's so, the question. What we're talking about.
Exactly. Okay. But those are two separate shaitas. I mean, if you think that Rabinowitz is wrong in this critique of the Chazanish, then we talk about something else. Like war. But if you think he's right, then we go back to the Chazanish and we see something totally different, which I'm also not sanguine about. But at least I have something to talk about. Otherwise, I have nothing to talk about. I already said it last time. If Rabinowitz is right, so I'm hiding behind him, fine, get it. But he quotes all the other phrases which are there, no matter how you read it. He's saying that whatever Chazanish said is, how you talking to us, and what do you mean? But Vada Ekshur Atzolos Rabbi, where he goes, kill the Yochi. You're not going to save the Rabbi without killing the Yochi. And I'm pushing you to kill the Yochi. And that's all in the Chazanish. Shachni Chazanish say that it's a direct quote. Harigas Vada Ekshur Atzolos Rabbi, ain't his word, your ain't Ekshur. That the Atzolos Rabbi was not going to read the Yochi. And he turns to Rabbi and says, of course it was. When you're telling me things that aren't true, it's impossible. You know, it's like you're being saying to yourself. So that's all. I went back because I need the rest. I can read too.
Well, I wonder if I'm also wondering again, maybe I'm naive about this. Maybe I'm thinking that it's different. It's literally an arrow is going to kill everybody.
We know about grenades.
Yeah, grenades will, grenade that pop in the face will definitely kill everybody no matter what.
Absolutely.
A single arrow may not.
Right.
So the Messias may be different. That's
don't forget about that. We can't quarrel about what the arrow is going to do. He can make whatever he wants. He's told me that the hypothetical is going to do this. He told me that the fate's going to do it. He said it.
Okay.
I have to take that as part of the given.
Okay.
If there's no shiloh, no offense. But he's telling me that this is the mitzvah, these are the facts. And now what are you going to do? He's telling me the chetz can kill everybody. You and I know that one chetz is going to kill everybody. He didn't mean the chetz. Okay. He meant her.
Okay. I'm sorry.
And that's all right. So I don't see very much point in going through the rest of the chazanim. If the chazanim, except for one little point. If the chazanim is talking about some achetz, that if you do nothing, the pinball, the bowling, the bowling ball. If you do nothing, you're an expert bowler, you can get all of them. That's part of the given. And now whoever he is, his attendant, he can't get it off the alley, but he can make it so it's only going to hit the last one. And he can give you real life messages also. It's not important right now. But he can't deflect totally, but he can only deflect it, so it's only one of the 10. Is he allowed to deflect? Yes, me. And forget about the grenade. I tell you that the guy who rolled the ball, he did whatever he had to do. He did the mice bowling and as many pins as he gets. And now somebody's coming along to ruin his score. He should only get one pin instead of 12 pins. I call that being menaying him the satisfaction of getting the other pins. Being menaying him from a mice bowling, a mice of a tzicha on the other 11, 10 or 11.
I had a total of 10 last I looked.
You look more recently. All right, but that's what's so. What's the shot? I don't stand that shyly either.
At the government.
To me, it's the other right way around.
Look, if they're all going to die, and he deflects it, and only one person dies, you're saying it's a heter gomer.
Yeah, so it's
that's why I read the chazan the other way, that either five are going to die or one's going
to
die.
To me, that's yeser gomer.
I agree with you, but that's what but he thinks it's mutter.
Okay, so
why does he think it's mutter? I'll tell you what I think he means. He asked a question, Rabbi Rabbeinus, what do you mean, no kosher zelazeh? It's obvious kosher zelazeh. Either these five die or this one dies. What is no kosher zelazeh? I think what he means to say, in lumdus, we have a right to characterize what he's doing as an act of atzol. Of course, in fact, somebody's going to die because he deflects the arrow. For sure, you can't deny the facts. But in lumdus, how we characterize it, we're going to characterize it as an act of atzol, and therefore, he's saving five people. Never one person's going to die. We have a right to determine.
Why is that different from the one I have to do? I'm also feeling like that. So he's going to die. He's dead. And I'm giving him to you. So he's dead anyway. I was watching the others. Giving over this one is an act of not so over the other. I'm doing the same thing with the space. I'm taking the hates. I'm directing it to one of the many. So that the others will escape.
You were saying that Tzununano Echad, there's 10 people there, right? So either they're all going to die, and by giving over one, we're doing exactly the same thing,
right.
And you can't do it.
Right.
That's his
question. Oh, okay.
It's a very good question. Yeah. I'm trying to come with some kind of a terrace.
Oh, okay. So my terrace is a completion of respect.
Okay, that was the problem.
Why is this so wrapped up in similar concepts of segregation that we're so used to thinking that if the certain outcome of an act is certain, then we impute it to your motive. And we don't let you disclaim that you didn't intend. But here, you don't intend. You don't want the other person to die of a foul. So the chazanish doesn't have a problem. But when you pick somebody out, turn them over.
Doesn't help those.
I understand. I'm saying that we're used to thinking, and the chazanish is willing here to.
No, but I had to get over that hurdle when I started with the chair.
All right, well, I don't feel so bad.
You have to get over that before you start. So that's okay. I take that as part of the gift. My problem is now the reverse. You don't understand the business of chazanish. And I don't understand my chazanish.
Right, because heter gomer.
Yeah, what you think is heter gomer, I also think is heter gomer. Only this, I think this is heter gomer.
Yeah.
So what's the chazanish topic? Why isn't it heter gomer?
You want to try to find why your case is not as good as oh boy.
Well, that's it. In the end, I'll think it's heter, but not heter gomer.
Okay.
I hope I'll understand the chazanish.
Okay, that's it.
At least when I'm finished. If we go back now to the basic problem, there's a whole sugya in the family. Who sugya is somebody who is Zerik Kayla Marisha Gag and Paul Acher Shavroy, the Gobos and Kuroi, the Gobos Society is Montier Tovar, is the Montier Tovar. And that's one piece of Gemara. The other piece of Gemara does the same thing with the Tinek. A Tinek, so the Gemara says, Tinek is all the same, except it's another factor that you have to take out. Namely, whoever is going to kill the Tinek with a Sayyid on the way down while it's falling, he's going to be Makar Misa. And it's like, he could have certainly other than Zer Hazeh. If it's Zer Hazeh, the last one is Sayyid. Let me just throw out, maybe I shouldn't at this point, a shadow. Not Zahra, no cure music. We have Hiku Asar Neyovan, and it was Yesh Kidei Lahari for each one. Is there an Isser to administer the coup de grace? He's not even a kind of Isser, what's he doing? I think everybody will agree that if he's already a mess, and you go and you take a saif and you cut his throat, yes, you need a mess. No one will say it's deserted. So he's b'chaim, and he's already dead. Does this depend upon Boston Mikoras Linon or Boston Soifas Linon? Yes, no, maybe we'll put that aside for a minute. We come now to what's the machlekes b'osam mikoras leinon, b'osam soifas leinon, matir tovar. I don't want to talk about it, Baruch is. I'm not sure that's b'chol the matzah. I say no. Igmara Yuzayin talks about it in the Kesher Tzoriv. Tzoriv may be different, but not different. I wrote about it in Sivas Halach. It's not negeyas at all. What is negeyas? If you want to define machlekes, what's the machlekes? To put it into simple terms. When you take sugar and put it into a glass of tea and stir it with a spoon, what makes the tea sweet? All right, otherwise the tea won't get sweet. Or is it the mixing to get makes it sweet? Only but tonight there's a little bit of sugar here. Right? Yeah, that's not my kikira. I don't know. That's what they wanted to make fun. They said that's not what they said. They do all day. That's their chakiris. The very, very serious chakira. If I talk about the obligation of a mazik, what is the mazik chayef for? And this is baruchis of Bobakama in one way or another. That's why I'm saying it. I'm zeroing in only on one facet of the general shayla. But I'm asking you a question. What am I chayef for? For the mazik or causing somebody a hesed, or should phrase it better, or I am responsible for making him whole to reverse the hesed that he had. That's putting it in more complicated language, but that's really what I'm talking about here. Is it, what am I concerned with here? Punishing, in quotation marks, the mazik, or am I concerned with providing a remedy for the nizik? What's the Torah want here? What's going on here? It would seem to me that in the simplest way, Bosumi Korasli and Bosu Saifasli Non, is it? This is what Machlekes is. If I say Bosumi Korasli Non, you're telling me that I'm chayiv for my meisim. I did it only, what if somebody will come and grab midair? He'll grab the utensil, the kalim. So there was no hazard. I intended, I'm a bad guy. I intended doing to harm him. I even did a ma'isa which would harm him. And somebody came from who knows where, and he did a ma'isa atzola. So bezin can't be machayev. Why? Because the harm is nothing more than, shall I call it, a conditional element. I call it whatever you like. I don't care what words you use for it. I'm telling you that's not what I'm machayev for. It's secondary. It's a t'nai of one kind or another. It's got to happen. Or forget about all of this. The Torah, mazik is not a crime. I don't know what a torv is in a common law. It's kind of a blend of who knows what. But the Torah is telling you, you have to be mashlin to the throne of the mazik. Only one tonight, you have to some kind of culpability, responsibility. There's got to be some nice and mazik here. It's the sugar that makes the tea sweet. Only there's a time. You got to mix it a little bit. You have to do a maisa in order to be chayyim for the ultimate result. Okay? That seems to me what Bosmik or Bosasai. That's machalik as we have here. That sounds pretty simple. If that's what we're dealing with, then we're dealing with the same thing with regard to the tunic, because the Gemara said the only thing that's different there, and you have to take into account, is that you're being Makarav Misa. If you're not being Makarav Misa, then it's sort of took the tunic already, and somebody else came along with a scythe and killed him. If it's Bosmik Aris Linon, it's called dead man walking. I killed a mess. Killing a mess is not a Chiyuv Ma'aser Tzichin. Other Isurim don't interest me. A Chiyuv Ma'aser for Ma'aser Tzichin, there is. If it's only for being clear, causing clear, he's doing the Boil Mamish, the Ma'aser Tzichin. So whoever killed him is the one who killed him. Now I go back to the Chazon Ish. And here it gets to me, and I'm not sure I got it right, but I'll try. If you agree, fine. If you don't agree, different, but we'll talk differently. I have somebody who threw a grenade. He did a Ma'aser Tzichin. In fact, if it's Teich Asor Me'odom, he performed 10 Ma'aser Tzichin because 10 people are going to be killed. No one will get killed. No one's going to be Chayav Misa unless somebody gets killed. And there'll be 10 Chayav Misa. If 10 people get killed, 9 if it's 9, 1 if it's 1. Who did all of this? If it's boss or me, Koraz, you know, it sounds to me as if the guy who threw the chetz did all of this. And now what's happened? The one who has deflected it, so killed only one, he seems to me to have done a nice hatzolah. He's dead. Boss of me, Koraz, look at the tinnoy. We said he's dead and he threw him off the roof. Now, I know that his heart's still beating. He's not even right there. But he's alive because I won't be Chayav Misa until he dies. But I'm going to be Chayav Misa retroactively for the Misa, for nothing else. So here in this case, most of the cars laying on, I did a Misa, so it was better than me. He's dead. When I went and I deflected and it won, remember, I wasn't the Chayav Misa. I take that as the part of the gift, the part of my pathetic. I'm not causing anybody to die sooner. That's one of the kashas they ask in Yehudu. He may die sooner, okay, and we're not worried about Yehudu now. But the Chazonish, whatever his question was, it involves a case in which there's no Chayav Misa. So if I say, Bosom Yekora is laying on, what's the shav altogether? And I should have added one thing. I don't know how to pass in Bosom Yekora is laying on. Because I went looking in the Rambam and I'm Satumul. So I took out Encyclopedia Talmudis, and Baruch Hashem, Encyclopedia Talmudis, draws my attention to a whole list of Rishonim, not Achronim. Some say Bos Mikor, Bos Soy, Bos this, Bos that, Bos Achai, whatever. You see, Machlik is all over the place. So, and I don't really believe that the Chazon Ish want to be clearly Sakira in Bosa Mikura or Bosa Soy, but I can't. I can start it. For Bosa Mikura, it seems to me he's got nothing to talk about.
Right.
Yeah. So please tell me Bosa Soy has Lena. Why are you telling me you should tell me that Bosa Mikura has Lena? I have nothing to talk about. What you think is Heter Gomer now becomes double Heter Gomer. There's not even something to ask if it's Heter Gomer or not. Now, it would seem to me that even if if you could say Bosa Soy has Lena, so you're telling me he's still alive, and now I'm playing God. Everybody's going to die. And I'm taking the chetz, and I'm turning it in one side. Is this a Maisa Hatzola, or is it not a Maisa Hatzola? I had intervened. It's a supervening event. I'm not doing a Maisa Hatzola. You granted me, I think, that if he's already dying from the first, that the second hasn't done anything. No, in this case, has the second done something or has he not done something? I might as well ask you the same shayla according to the Vaynish. One after the other, and each day, am I allowed to go into it? Evil mess, Kabbalah, maybe, I don't know. But according to my search, the big shadow, not the small change. Am I favor my search if I do it a second time? I said before, I can't go and say, you have a nice search. Now, way, Kabbalah, take away, need one mess. Am I allowed to do it? It doesn't sound right. that's what I think the Chazon Ish, if it's possible, because of that, that's the Chazon Ish subject. It's a small topic. It's not the Heter Gomer anymore. You did a Maaseh Reseichah. He's like, okay. So he's lomdish dead. Right? He's a dead man walking. But he's alive, very much alive. All you're telling me that with our lomdish, we attributed the result of Maaseh before, and therefore there's no Chiyuv Mitzvah Best. It's very nice to be a Mitzvah Best. But I'm a Reseichah. I killed him. Don't tell me that lomdish didn't cause his death, that was caused by something earlier. But Sofkosof, that's what I did. That I would understand as the Chazon Ish is suffered. To me, it's not Heter Gomer anymore. I still think it's okay. But I think it's a Chiddush to say it's Mutter, not a Chiddush. We can debate whether it's Mutter or Ocher. I think it's something about which reasonable men could possibly differ in terms of applying the Halacha. So if you look at his Loshen, he would need to fit into the Loshen. It's halfway down. Achetz and Tzatzil, Tzadacher, Ibi Kora, Pula Satzolo, the Einot Shura Klau, Arika Sayofi, right? Achshav Nimsa, and Epishach, and Soil, and the other side, the Esher, Yechlon, Lishkadel, Lamayet, Aveda, Sisoil, Rechamad Esher. Maybe I've been Mishtadel, even though I'm doing an act of aggression, to put it mildly, an act of homicide for which I can't be chayav. Maybe I can do that in order to save somebody. But sof kol sof, I did do something that is killing an individual, and that's its tzofek. Now, if you tell me, I'm not sure anymore. You fill in, since I already said that he speaks cryptic language, you got to fill in the dots, put it in. Or if you want to tell me, I can understand the same kind of a shayla with, only it's starting to say that its mutter would be just a little bit weaker. If I say, that means he's not dead yet. It's not dead man walking, but sof kol sof, when we're talking about Kiyuv Mitzvah Best, but the Tinder, who's going to be Chayav Mitzvah Best, the guy who threw him off the parapet. And he's going to be Chayav if nobody else intervenes because of his act. That was an act which is Kedei L'Chayav. So if you tell me, if there's somebody already who has performed an act, which is Yesh Boy, Kidei L'Chaim, Mrs. Bestman, he's already got a Shem Ritzayach in Dina Yisrael, then if I intervene to save other people, how can I be a double Ritzayach? You can't have two people killing the same person. Even this boss is famous, but remember, we're punishing the Ritzayach for his Maaseh Ritzayach. And if that's what's happening, then how can you tell me that the second guy is a Ritzayach? If the second guy is not a Ritzayach, then it's a Maaseh Hatzolah. I should be saving the Rabbi, even if it's for the Yofi. Or do you go back and tell me that Sof Kol Sof is two Maaseh Ritzichah, and those are always Osir? And don't confuse me with Huskayav Misah. Huskayav Misah is the person's problem, not my problem. We're dealing here with two Maaseh Ritzichah, and a Maaseh Ritzichah is not mutter even to save the Rabbi. That you're not allowed to do. That becomes the Chazon Ish's suffix, if indeed that's what Chazon Ish meant. So I don't know, who is Chazon Ish right or is he wrong? He can't be right or wrong because he presented the suffix, which is which side of the suffix do you accept? But it can easily be Negea Lamaisa. I should never be Negea anybody Lamaisa. I gave you all kinds of hypotheticals last time with regard to the fat man, the engineer, Philippe Foot, and I spoke, I think, if I remember correctly, I spoke about autonomous vehicles and how to program the autonomous vehicle with a smoother, with a saucer. And the hypothetical last time was precisely the Philippe Foot. Either I kill everybody or I go off the cliff and kill one person, to kill myself or somebody else, but something to do. That's the yochid against the rabbi, because I have the choice of either killing the rabbim or killing the yochid. But either way, I will be responsible for the death of the yochid. I can change it just a little. Then that was, you know, you can have it any hypothetical any way you want. Last time I had the hypothetical where it's no longer echdikem, I'll kill the fat man or the person who was off on the side in the siding in the railway junction, who is not going to be killed at all. He wasn't betoyech this asor neyodam, and he's certainly not yiddu. So that's the classic case. And we just said whatever we said. I can change that a little bit. I'll change it very simply. I have a person who is driving a big, heavy truck, and he's on a highway that has two lanes. His brakes still. He also happens to be speeding, bad boy. He also gets extra points on his license because in addition to speeding, he was straddling two lanes. And this is two lanes, by the way, in front of him. In front of him, he has two mini cars. No chance that they will, anybody in any of these cars, these two cars, or immediately in front of him, will survive unscathed if he does nothing. He may come out alive because he's sitting high in the big heavy car and they're down below and they're going to be killed. He can't stop and there's no siding. He can't go on the side. There's a fence on the siding. But there's one thing he can do. One of these cars has just a driver. The other car has, I mean, he can get into a mini car. Two passengers and three passengers in the driver. He can deflect by turning the steering wheel and strike the car on the left rather than the car on the right. You don't want to be asked this question. Is it mutter for him to swerve to one side? Love, darkness, will. Right? And I didn't do it. The brakes did it. Right? It's a. Don't forget the problem of whether he's culpable for the failing brakes. It's an accident that stoned hit the brake. I don't know. If not, that doesn't mean it makes much difference. Is he allowed to deflect? Is he mechuyev to deflect? I think that's chazayin yishayahu. I think Rabbi Willig.
It's sure mutter.
Of course it's mutter. They're going to die anyway, and I'm not killing them because it's not my mitzvah.
Right.
I think you're right. But I think that was the Chazon Yishtov.
Wow. Okay, I hear.
That's the Chazon Yishtov. Sure you're going to die, and sure this is my Satzola. So is the guy who is picking out people who are going to this and letting the others remain. What's the only difference here? The guy who says, if you do nothing, you didn't do anything that anybody can call a Maisritza. You refrain from Maisa Tzolot. You can't call the Maisa Tzolot. In the case that I gave you, it's certainly a Bosa Tzolot has Linnan. I've largely used the Bosa Mikor has Linnan. There's a second Maisa Tzolot here. In deflecting and turning, you did something that is going to kill this person. You are someone who is one of these Asar Bnei Odom, each one today the armies. The Chazon Ish, I think, would say, that it's also for the second person to administer a second stroke, the Jeff with the Lomis, even though Bez is the Machiah of the first one because of what he did. If you say Bosa Slipas Linon, you certainly say Bosa because Linon, that would be the Aloche. But Sof Kosof, I did a Maestro Sikhe. That's the Washing that he used. Sof Kosof, this person is doing something to your dying. It is kosher one with the other. Would you tell me it's not kosher because only my soft throat? You tell me, I don't. It's, I think that was a soft. It seems to, I think all of us, I don't know if Rabbi Willig and I tend to agree in what we would have said. I mean, this is the Chazon Ish. Rabbi Willig may say that I don't go shot the Chazon Ish, but if I'm right, the Chazon Ish, that was the Chazon Ish. I understand the soft. I can distinguish it from handing out workers' cards. I can distinguish it from Nugon and Echad Mikan. I can distinguish it from all the other cases we've talked about, because this is the case nobody talked about. This is the case where you have somebody who is actually doing a Maaser Tzicha, which doesn't accomplish anything. Every other case we deal with Maaser Tzicha, it does something. Nugon and Echad Mikan, you're going to get killed because you choose. You chose which one to give me. In this case, the ones who got killed, not because you chose which one to give me. Those were there before. This person is going to die because in addition to having been chosen in advance, you chose him a second time. The second choice, you know, the second Maaser Tzicha, he may not be a chiyuv nisus ba'ezdin, but it's not very nice. And he wants to know, is this complicity in tyranny if I may borrow the braid, or is it not because of the Maisa Hatzola? Do we call this the Maisa Hatzola, or do we call it the Maisa Ratzicha? And even the Maisa Ratzicha, which is Zochi Mrs. Besson, we all know that in these shaylas, you don't need the Chi and Mrs. Besson in order to make it awesome. Maisa Ratzicha is the Maisa Ratzicha. It's awesome. Don't confuse me. I think that was the
Rabbi.
Very good. You don't like it. But, you know, you're
good. I hear.
At least. Because when you show up the commentary, you can disagree. I could formulate it and make sense. If you read it the way Rabinowitz read it, I don't know what you're trying to do.
All right.
Yes, one question. I may have misunderstood last time, but when I interviewed you, I'll tell you the details are irrelevant. I didn't sign an interview late, so I was cut out the whole time. During on 9/11, the plane that went down in some I wondered when you'd see it. Said, you know, can't choose. I thought maybe I got this wrong, not from what you said, but from the newspapers. That plane was headed to the White House. Yes. Was attempting to kill President Bush. And they thought it looked better that we kill innocent passengers and stay defending the honor of President of the United States. If that was in fact their carbonate, is that of any value?
I don't know if co-physicists and ask what would happen watching this way or whatever. I take the Shiloh as the one who asked in the camps, but Argus Kulakash. If they succeeded to get into the White House, Bush would have been killed, and they would have been killed too. What's the difference if you strike the White House where you strike a farm and either way, the people in the plane are going
to do this. No, I'm saying, is there any coup d'etat trying to say the President of the United States? That's what I was wondering.
No, that doesn't count.
Okay.
Reese
is on for next week.
Yes.
Notwithstanding that they.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm the following week, but I can't do Thursday. Yeah. So let's talk about that now.
Okay.
The following week, 2 weeks from now, I'm on. But I just can't do Thursday.
Okay.
Any day. It's not Thursday.
What day?
Any day. Whatever's good for everybody else.
How about Monday? He's only here Thursday.
Potentially Tuesdays, but I don't. Everyone else should pick what's convenient.
No, I can't. Unless you can make it earlier on Thursday. But
Tuesday the.
That's gonna be a call or something.
My simple excuse is. My grandson becoming bar mitzvah.
Second.
In Florida. In Florida, that Shabbos is not particularly. If we go on a plane at 4:30 on that Thursday.
Or the Tuesday that is a pastor.
So if I do Tuesday.
31st.
It's no difference. So whatever school for everybody else. Are you here every Tuesday?
I can't be. I have a class that I do on Zoom on Tuesday, and I'm in person on Thursday. But I could switch it and do Tuesday in person. Thursday.
So let's make a tally.
But Wednesday's better for everybody.
Tuesday's fine. Tuesday's better than
Tuesday the 31st.
Tuesday the 31st. I'm not writing myself down tentatively.
I think.
Maybe it's on Thursday. It's coming Thursday.
I'm sure someone will read the Tuesday in between two Thursdays and we kind of confused. So
send it out, okay? That Rabbi Reese is Thursday.
Yeah.
The 26th. I'm on the 31st. We need a volunteer for the following week, the week of November 6th.
Okay.
It's election day.
And then in terms of the, I'm sorry, I missed the first 2 minutes of the Chabura. Rabbi Leif, do you speak about the Chena at all?
We have a Bechina.
Okay.
Problem is, there's certain hieroglyphics, and we need a Rosetta Stone.
Right. Rabbi Black once wrote me a letter, and I was able to read it on the address.
I think that
does Rabbi need a typewriter or can use a computer?
Office.
A computer was good.
A Blackboard Hashem.
If I copy it and then Mordechai tries it, or I try to figure it out. If then okay,
or Rabbi can read it to us on the phone or whatever.
You know, it went,
if I read you on the phone, can you type it?
Yeah.
They're all printed, but they're voluntary at the time.
Very good. Shine. It's gemacht.
We did this for Shatter's Terry the drawn 4 times a year, 8 times a year.
Very good. It'll work out.
Okay, fine. So, okay, so it'll be available soon. Okay, good.
In my pocket.
Oh, even better. So if it's in Rebbe's pocket, so we can just deliver it right now.
Yeah.
Can I take a picture of it now? And then Rebbe can call it.
Oh! Well, yeah, okay.
I'm ready to take it at this point. I'm not
When I thought
we can take it out.
Yeah.
The next
is Thursday.
No, the next link is.